Jesus Listens, the 365-day prayer devotional, now comes in a note-taking edition. This beautiful book includes a leather soft cover and space each day for you to write your reflections, prayers, and thoughts. It makes a perfect gift for anyone who journals and wants to make a record of their walk with God. Look for the Jesus Listens note-taking edition wherever you buy books.
People put Christians in a box all the time, like they all automatically put us on the same boat. We're all different, man. We all serve Christ, but we all serve Christ differently.
Welcome to the Jesus Calling Podcast. Each one of us is uniquely made by God and given a specific life path. God wants us to celebrate the way He made us and serve Him with our different abilities. By embracing our differences and bridging our unique stories with our faith, we can help connect God's love to more people. Our guests this week share with us how they've used their unique life paths to share God's love with others, whether it's their communities or their family circle. Stars of the TV show Reservation Dogs, Little Mike and Funny Bone, are Indigenous entertainers who have delighted audience with their humor and a talent on television and on stages across the country. The personal stories of the challenges they faced and their talent for the creative arts has helped create a bridge between their Christian faith and their culture. Andy Dooley is a fitness influencer and author who found a way to connect his seemingly disparate gifts of athleticism and artistry to share his brand of hope and faith with the world. By allowing God to shape his life and embracing his differences, Andy found his purpose in teaching fitness to others through videos online and is beginning a newer journey of leading his family through a faith-filled life. Let's begin with Little Mike and Funny Bone.
Well, I'm Funny Bone. It's an acronym for Fully United, New Nourished, Young Brother of Noble Essence. It's a mouthful. It basically just means I'm new and nourished through the Spirit of God and through His Word. And I'm of noble essence, being as I'm the son of the King of Kings. In His Word, you know, it says we're all children of God. And I'm Little Mike. I just used to dance like Michael Jackson, so they used to call me Little Michael. Well, we was raised in a Native American Southern Baptist church. You know, we went to church every Sunday and sometimes Wednesdays, but like we wasn't living it, and I don't feel like we was actually present. Like, you can be somewhere and not be there. I was raised with a really strict father, and it was just very, very abusive, verbally, physically, mentally. So we ran from home many times trying to get away from that madness, and it really did some damage on my reflexes or my actions towards others. You know, once therapy kind of set me right, I was just like, yeah, I never want to be like my dad. And at that age, I wish I wasn't so gullible. Like, you know, joining a gang, like I had no problem with getting beat up or fighting people. So I was just like, oh, I gotta get beat up to hang with y'all. That's cool. I don't know where my mind was when I was a child, but now that I see it, I'm like, oh no, I would never do that. Mm-hmm. And I was only in there for a year, I would say. I was just like, yeah, this life ain't for me. I guess you could say I've always wanted to be an actor, because I was always the class clown and I would always act out. So acting kind of came natural. But once I saw my big brother doing music and hitting the stage, I jumped into that. My mother took me to a gospel gangster concert, and also the power team was there, and they were
power team
breaking bricks and bending steel. And I was like, all right, it's crazy. And just their testimonies and then the testimonies from the gospel gangsters and then hearing that kind of music, I was just like, all right, I want what they got.
Yeah.
I'll bang for a purpose. I'll bang for God, but I'm not banging for no color no more. So yeah, that's kind of what really got me set serious, is seeing followers of Christ in a gang mentality. That in itself kind of gave me a new purpose and be a follower of Christ. We grew up in the city, so we relate more with urban folks. Yeah, like Jesus had 12 disciples, and he ain't tell them, you know, you gotta be like this, and you gotta be like this, you gotta dress like this. We all gotta look like, you know, in the same uniform or whatever. He picked different people with different characters.
Neither one of them was perfect, first off. I think each one had their own issues.
Yeah, like, and he picked them for a reason. Like, he didn't want the same, he didn't want the same flavor.
It's cool because we're seeing people on social media relating in different countries, relating to the reservation and the stories from Res Dogs. So they're seeing their story in the Reservation Dogs. It's pretty awesome.
We knew Indian country was gonna love it and go crazy for it, but we had no idea that the rest of the world was gonna be into it.
Yeah. We even tried to have like a reservation accent, but that didn't go as good as I thought it was. So they just basically said, no, just do you. Just do you. We actually suggested to the director. He was cool enough to be flexible with our beliefs and not wanting to cuss. Because when we saw the script, we wanted to clean it up.
There was a little couple of lines in there where we were like, yeah, I can't say that.
We like to be living examples of what we speak about in our music. You know, we talk about not drinking, not smoking. And when you see us out in public, we are not drinking and not smoking. That's something we don't really believe in. That's something that's real cool is in the indigenous community, a lot of the beliefs line up with the word, is to be thankful in all things and to pray in all things. Respect your elders.
We just like to be that difference there with all that.
Yeah, we want to inspire other people to be bold for Christ how we are and to use whatever they're blessed with. We are Christian and we're believers, but we're not like trying to push it down everybody else's throat.
Right.
You know, we'll let them ask questions and let them see for themselves through our lifestyle. And I mean, it lines up with the Bible, so it's pretty awesome once you start looking at it. Because of all the issues that indigenous people face and different things that we're going through, we just wanted to use our platform to give a voice to the voiceless, because we have one of the highest rates of suicide in the indigenous community, the highest rate of missing and murdered people. And there's a lot of issues.
So many subjects coming up, like against suicide, on the res, against drug use, clean water issues, like
all of that.
And it just hit us in the right spot to where, like, I want to do more, but I don't know exactly how. And so, you know,
take a first step and write a song. Use what we have. That's basically all we're doing, is using what we had.
God gave us the talent to put catchy hooks in people's minds. And if that catchy hook changes somebody's mind, then maybe that's the link.
And the Fist in the Air, reason we wrote that as a more anthem sound and not like a sad song, is because there's so many other songs out there about that are just sad. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we didn't want to add to that. We wanted something that would move people to rise up and to research the issue and to rise up and make a move for better. In some places, it is changing and it's getting better, but there's other locations that are still suffering from the systematic oppression, and there needs to be some changes.
We are honorable people. We just want to be respected.
We're just looking for equality and justice. I mean, it's just all peace and We want clean drinking water. We want running electricity, you know, on reservations. I mean, there's enough resources on this planet for everybody to live happily. I mean,
right.
Yeah, and that's what we need people to realize. It's like, there's enough for all of us. It's,
yeah.
One thing I do is I read a couple verses, wake up, you thank God for the day, and our music playlist is all faith-based artists. So it's, whether it's pop, R&B, or heavy metal, or hip-hop, I mean, we're always praising God when we're riding,
yeah,
or through social media. We like to post wisdom on our social media platforms to help spread a little love. And other than that, I mean, what else you got?
Yeah, like he said, I mean, it's just, it's almost like a reflex, or like not knowingly doing it. I mean, there's been times where I got out of bed and my back popped and I go, oh, thank you, Jesus. And it's like,
it's so natural.
I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for patience, and then praying that our music has some form of effect on people.
I've been praying for healing. I think that's something we both kind of really been praying for, because this year we've seen a lot of answered prayers.
Jesus Listens, February 27th.
Dear Jesus, you are my best friend, as well as my King. I want to walk hand in hand with you through all my life.
Please help me face whatever today brings. Pleasure, hardship, adventure, disappointments. Rely on you each step of the way.
Yes, I know that nothing is ever wasted when it's shared with you, Father. We thank you, and you can bring a crown of beauty out of the ashes and out of lost dreams.
You can gleam joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity. Only a friend who is also a King of Kings could accomplish this marvelous metamorphosis.
There is none other like you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can hear Little Mike and Funny Bones music and find out where to view seasons of Reservation Dogs at mikebonemedia.com. Stay tuned to Andy Dooley's story after a brief message.
During times of transition and unknown next steps, it's more important than ever to cling to the promises of God and to tune your ear to what Jesus has to say. Jesus Calling for Graduates is an encouraging compilation of 150 devotions from Sarah Young's brand. Grads will find topics such as discerning God's will, self-worth, trust, support, and much more. Jesus Calling for Graduates is perfect for both high school and college graduates as they embark on the next chapter. Look for our special custom edition of Jesus Calling for Graduates, available exclusively at faithgateway.com.
Our next guest is fitness influencer and entrepreneur, Andy Dooley, who's been working with families for over 18 years in the sports and ministry spaces. He's passionate about helping families connect and interact with each other in real, life-changing ways, and opening honest conversations with each other, modeled after the ways he leads his own family, and he writes about it in his latest devotional, Building a Family of Faith.
Hi, my name is Andy Dooley. I'm a husband, father of four beautiful kids. I'm a fitness coach, an author, influencer, and entrepreneur. I just love to create, to remind people that they matter in all facets, you know, through social media, through my interactions with people, fitness, and just every day. My three pillars are faith, family, and fitness. And that's what I try to do. I create education and entertainment and encouragement and elevate people and empower people through what I do on my social media. I grew up in a household with my dad and my mom. They were both pastors. My father was actually in the military as well, and he was a chaplain in the military. So you can imagine Our house, a lot of people thought our house would probably be so rigid and so strict, but it wasn't. My mom and dad found a way to make it still fun, but still instill discipline in our life. And, you know, for me, it was interesting watching them and growing up in a house that way. I enjoy spending time with my family. Our family is a close unit. We enjoy spending time together. So when I was working at a gym, I'm gone like 50 hours out of the week away from the house. When I would come home from work, then I was spending an additional 20, 25 hours working on getting myself into a place to be able to work from home so that I can have flexibility to give to the family. And in 2020, we were forced, you know, due to the pandemic, to teach from home, do homeschooling, and I got to be like the PE teacher for the kids and spend time with them on their homework and just get intentional. And because I have a flexible schedule, I was able to make that happen. When I wake up in the morning, we walk our kids to school. So we walk our kids to school. I make sure I have my study time in the Bible, then walk the kids to school, go to the gym, and then come back. And there's certain times that my wife is in school right now. She's studying, I'm doing work. And then we know at a certain period of time, we go pick up the kids. We spend intentional time with them. They come home, do their homework, go outside and play, and do the nighttime, you know, duties to get them ready, showered, get their stuff for school ready. And then my wife and I would get an additional hour or hour and a half or whatever we need of work and study. And so we just do it that way. And we do this thing where we call GP, game plan, the night before, look at our schedules and just take it one day at a time. Just the other day, my daughter came to me and she was like, "Dad, I want to get baptized." You know, and she was in a tub and she was like, "Can we do it here right now?" And I wanted to, like, I brought my wife and I spoke to her and I said, "Do you really understand what baptizing means?" It was just great to see the wheels turning and have the conversation and get it going so that when we come to a moment to actually have it done, she'll know exactly what she's doing and why she's doing it. Because she saw it. We took a little vacation this summer, just went to the beach, and my mother-in-law wanted to be baptized. So we baptized her in the ocean and it was beautiful. It was such a special moment. And it was on her birthday. It was just awesome. And the kids got to watch their mom and dad do that for their Grammy, you know? So just being able to watch them ask questions and, you know, find relationship with God in their way is just cool. And it starts with us as parents, just modeling it, exposing them to it, and having time together, and just showing them how cool God really is. And I still feel, even throughout the journey, He's still unveiling and showing me more. I don't feel like I have it all down. I don't feel like, oh, it's just this, nothing else. But I'm just sitting in the passenger seat and letting God drive this vehicle. That's why I'm trying to, like, make sure I start my day off with a devotional and spending time with God, because I can feel the difference when I don't, you know. But with our schedules, I also realize there are seasons where I didn't start the day off with it and have to find a way to make it happen in the evening time, just making sure I do it. Because what it does is, if you start making it a point to have a devotional in that family time and spend that time even with yourself, throughout the day, you could just talk to God. Prayer isn't just one time. You know, prayer can be throughout the day. You could just talk to God while you're driving. You could just talk to God while you're at the gym, or you have thoughts or decisions, or you're going through a certain situation in a season in your life. God wants to hear from you on a regular basis. So that's what I love about devotional time or prayer. And prayer has impacted my life because it cultivates and strengthens my faith in God. It strengthens my faith to know you know what? I can just lean on God. God's got his arms wide open, wanting me to lay in his arms, and he can hold me during the tough times. He wants to hear from me. And I treat it as a dialogue, not a monologue. I don't just talk to him and then get out of the way. I pray, and then I'll sit there, meditate, and ask him throughout the day, Lord, what are my steps so that I'm in your perfect will? Help me to navigate throughout the day, taking every single step that you want me to take. Jesus Listens, October 14. Lord Jesus, there's a mighty battle going on for control of my mind. Heaven and earth intersect in my brain. I can feel the influence of both realms tugging at my thoughts. Thank you, Lord, for creating me with the capacity to experience tiny foretastes of heaven. When I shut out distractions and focus on your presence, I can enjoy sitting with you in the heavenly realms. This is an incredible privilege reserved for those who belong to you and seek your face. You have instilled in me a strong desire to spend time communing with you. As I concentrate on you and your word, your spirit fills my mind with life and peace. Amen.
You can find Andy Dooley's new book, Building a Family of Faith, anywhere you buy books. If you'd like to hear more stories about embracing your uniqueness for God, check out our interview with Dr. Derwin Gray. Next time on the Jesus Calling podcast, we'll hear from Hallmark actress Nikki DeLoach about how she fell in love with storytelling, how her faith got her through some uncertain moments in life, and how she and her family are looking forward to celebrating the holidays.
We really go there, you know, for Christmas. We do the Christmas tree farm. We get the real tree. We do all the decorations. I do the ugly Christmas sweaters for weeks leading up, every single night for 2 weeks leading up for Christmas. You know, we watch a holiday movie. We do the cookies. Hallmark has taught me really how to celebrate Christmas in that way.
Want to hear more inspirational stories of people who have been changed by a closer walk with God? Then subscribe today to the Jesus Calling podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please be sure to leave a review, which helps us reach and inspire others with these stories. Plus, if you like seeing our guests as well as hearing them, you can find video interviews available on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/JesusCallingBook on Facebook and on the Jesus Calling Instagram page.